Oh, look who's here.
Is it him?
Yes, it's him. He's here. He's here again right now.
About time. Only 17 minutes left.
Hiya, boys.
How you doing, Doc?
Uncle Underground and the Funnies. And I got two of your favorite actors with us today. I got Davey Osmond from the Fess Parker
set. Oh, you're sure lucky.
Over at Universal. He's going to read the funnies to you. Hiya, Davey. And Peter Brinkman.
Oh.
Peter Brinkman's from the Corrective Studies Language Institute.
That's right.
And they're here today, kids, to help us, help me stay in this accent, and read the funnies to you. Well, today's funny. Let's open up the big Sunday paper here. Sunday. Gee, it's great to be alive.
I'll hold this side, Uncle.
Yeah. In the meantime, you can pick up some of these Uncle Underground stickers for 50 cents at any Free Press bookstore. Now let's turn right to the first one here. Here we go. These are, this one, kids, is called Dwarf Revolt Tales, right? And it shows here a picture in the first one of a dwarf.
Those dwarves, as we say, the dwarf
says...
I'm gonna warm up the Empress. Go lay down.
And then the, the comely Empress and her favorite dwarf amused themselves in the coldest room of the castle.
Cold ain't the word for it in here.
I love it like my own.
Keep twisting.
Let's go over here now past the Dick Tracy, and here's one by Moscoso. And here, here's a good one by R. Haight. We could look here at hydrogen bomb and biochemical warfare funnies, and
I've got one over here. This is Ruby the.
This has been the Uncle Underground show for another Sunday, kids, and we'll be back.
Hey, I found
Sunday.
One I can read,
oh,
partners.
Great.
The Adventures of Fuzzy the Bunny. Just like old times. Here are these two bunnies, and they,
just about to go into that land.
Wonder Warthog and the invasion of the pigs from Uranus.
That's
Peter,
pretty good.
Peter, put away your funny books.
Soul Brothers, hold your fire. It's a pig of some sort.
Hey, Peter, Bob, we almost busted you.
Peter,
you look like one of them humans.
He does. Why don't you get him a microphone and put him in another room behind a piece of glass?
it's been a way out and wacky show.
Sure has, Bob. Too bad we got 15 minutes to go because we can't keep up this voice this long.
In the show, it's still 15 minutes.
Hey, where's that rock, Uncle Peter?
Yes,
oh, this is a wonderful comic book. It was kind of a bummer because they're blowing people up and scratching people's heads.
They do that.
Well, that's
a bummer.
In the
do you?
It's very funny when the roadrunner drops off and hits the wolf or whatever. They always laugh. Everybody laughs at that particular point.
Why do we laugh at that?
Give me an eye! Give me an eye! Give me an eye! Give me an eye! What's that bell?
One day, while Fat Freddy's cat is out fishing with his three young friends, he decides to tell them a story.
Did I ever tell you how I once saved the world from the alien invaders from outer space?
You were...
full of...
something,
said his young friends incredulously.
Why, this is a bag of shit!
But it's really great shit, Mrs. Presky.
No happier about yet another tale from Fat Freddy's cat than from their prospect at catching any fish. Meanwhile, ominously, in the background, there suddenly appeared an enormous flying saucer. Could it be that Fat Freddy's cat has actually saved the world from the Chariot of the Globs.
I'm the urban spaceman, babe, but here comes the twist. I don't exist.
Hey, Freewheeling Franklin. There's a carnival down the street. They've got some out-of-sight rides.
And all kinds of good things to eat.
Best day, strawberry, lemon, and lime. What do I care? Blueberry, apple, cherry, pumpkin, and plum. Call me for dinner, honey, I'll be there.
Just look at this doll, Ivan. It sings all McDonald's.
It only cost him $26 in quarters.
Old MacDonald had a farm,
E-I-E-I-O.
And on this farm he had some chicks,
E-I-E-I-O.
Freewheeling Franklin, however, is no friend of our furry hero.
Well, actually, that's more than Fat Freddy's dumb, stupid cat can possibly do.
Well, heck, my cat could sing too if he has that singing gizmo inside him.
An inspiration.
Fellas, what are you going to do with my cat?
We're gonna teach him how to sing!
Come on, relax, Fat Freddy. We're not actually cutting him open.
Stick some overalls on him.
And let's make a hole for the tail.
Pin this talk mechanism to the inside.
E-I-O.
Old MacDonald had a farm,
E-I-E-I-O.
And on this farm he had some pigs,
E-I-E-I-O.
With an oink oink here and an oink oink there, here and oink there and oink everywhere and oink oink there.
Everywhere there's lots of piggies living piggy lives. See them out for dinner with their piggy wives, clutching forks and knives to eat the bacon.
As the cat went flying through the room, he knocked over all of Fat Freddy's food. First, an ice cream cone fell on his head, and then, with a spoing and a plop and a thump, a hot dog landed on it. And with his new attire, he takes off out the window.
Blackbird, fly into the light of a dark black night.
There's a man selling hot dogs over there.
Where? Oh, yes. Hey, mister, you with the hot dog.
How many is your desire?
Why, it's Mr. Kitzel. Well, Happy New Year, Mr. Kitzel.
Likewise, and season's greetings to you too, Miss Livingstone.
Well, same to you, Mr. Kitzel. And you know, this is a coincidence. The first time we met you was at the Rose Bowl, and you were selling hot dogs then, too. That was 8 years ago.
These are the same hot dogs. I had some left over.
Well, if these hot dogs are 8 years old, I don't think I want any.
Mr. Bennett, to you I'll give the fresh ones, and they'll be only 6 cents apiece.
Wait a minute. Hot dogs for only 6 cents apiece? Where do you get your meat?
From a doctor in Beverly Hills.
That must be your horse doctor.
Do you want the pickle in the middle and the mustard on top, or the mustard in the middle and Arquero on top?
Mr. Kitzel, stop making jokes, and here's your money.
Thank you, Mr. Benny, and a very happy new year.
Same to you. Thank you. Say, Mary, gee, this hot dog tastes good.
Oh, darn it, this line doesn't seem to move up at all.
Just then, a line of circus freaks walked by.
Let's go back to the carnival.
Got handed to this town. You can sure buy some dynamite shit here.
Yeah, but I just don't like dealing with those damn-ass freaks.
Just then, the cat dashed by.
With a quack quack here and a quack quack there.
Here quack,
there quack.
Everywhere quack quack, old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Jeez, that was the funniest looking duck I ever saw.
Caramba, didn't he look happy?
And the three weird ones keep on bopping down the road.
So there they are, bonk, boing, and there's Neil following after them, stumbling and saying, "Hey, look out, hook!" On Larimer or Main Street or Times Square in the mist as they parade erratically like crazy kids past the shoeboxes of simpletons and candy corn arcades. And seriously, Neil talking about him telling me at the creamy station, under palm, the suggestions thereof, his huge rosy face bent over the time and the thing like a sun in the great day. So then I knew that long ago, when the mist was raw, Neil saw the Three Stooges. Maybe he just stood outside a pawn shop or hardware store or in that perennial pool hall door, but maybe more likely on the pavings of the city under tragic rainy telephone poles. And thought of the Three Stooges, suddenly realizing that life is strange and the Three Stooges do exist, that in 10,000 years, that all the goofs he felt in him were justified in the outside world and he had nothing to reproach himself for. Bonk, boing, crash, skiddly boom, pow slam, bang, boom, wham, blam, crack, frap, kerplunk, clatter, clap, blap, fap, slap, map, splat, crunch, crouch, bong, splat, splat, bong.
Everyone on Earth is into bopping and hot dogs. Alien spacecraft discovers it has a problem.
Hey, Captain, our fuel supply is fucking low. We'll never get back to... Unless we score some more.
All right, Lieutenant, take a scout ship and see if that puny backward planet has anything we can use.
E-I-E-I-O.
That must be an officer, judging from his hat. We'll capture him and interrogate him.
Now, Fat Freddy's cat doesn't know or care that officers from this alien land wear hot dogs for helmets. He's just running across the field trying to get rid of his headgear when suddenly...
Snatch!
And our fearless feline is instantly...
No laughing matter. Earthling, vermin, slime, sludge. We have ways of making you tell us what we want to know. Yeah.
Across the moon and galaxies we intersect. Poison of dead sun in your brain, slowly fading. Migrants of ape and gasoline track of history. Explosive, bio-advanced, out of space to neon.
I can't tell what's happening with all this stuff on my head, but I think I'm in trouble.
What's the matter? Drexel, got your tongue?
Now I know I'm in trouble.
Fat Freddy's cat does what any rational, sentient being would do under the circumstances. He shits.
Now the word shit is okay for the man. At work, you can say it like crazy, mostly figuratively. Get that shit out of here, will you? I don't want to see that shit anymore. I can't cut that shit, buddy. I've had that shit up to here, and I think you're full of shit myself. He don't know shit from Shinola, you know that? I always wondered how the Shinola people felt about that phrase, huh? Hi, I'm the new man from Shinola.
Hi, how are you? Nice to see you.
Boy, I don't know whether to shit or wind my watch. Guess I'll shit on my watch. Oh, this shit is gonna hit the fan. Built like a brick shit house. Oh, he's up Shit's Creek. He's at it. He is, I'm sorry. Hot shit, holy shit. Tough shit, eat shit. Shit-eating grin. Oh, whoever thought of that was ill. Yeah. He had a shit-eating grin. He had a what? Shit on a stick? Shit in a handbag, always like that. He ain't worth shit in a handbag. Shitty. He acted real shitty. You know what I mean? I got the money back, but a real shitty attitude. Hey, he had a shit fit. Wow. Shit fit. Whew. Glad I wasn't there. All the animals, bullshit, horse shit, cow shit, rat shit, bat shit. First time I heard bat shit, I really came apart. Guy in Oklahoma, Boggs, said it, man. Ah, bat shit! Bear reminded me of that last night. I've gone past some snake shit, and slicker and owl shit. Get your shit together. Should I get off the pot? I got a shitload full of them. I got a shit pot full, right? Shit head, shit heel, shit in your heart, shit for brains. Shit face, hey. Always try to think of how that could have originated, the first guy to say that, you know? Somebody got drunk and fell in some shit, you know? Hey, I'm shit face! Shit face today! Anyway, enough of that shit.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
He knows the national anthem.
What's this he dropped?
Look at it, those good friends. Look at that steaming heap of black-butted goat custards.
And on this farm he had some pigs.
E-I-E-I-O.
Sir, this is the purest, most fucking concentrated space fuel I've ever seen.
Cause you can feel it in your old factory.
Incredible. He must have read my mind.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see.
Obviously, they are far more advanced than we thought. We'd better not make him angry.
E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, mighty one, take these gifts as tokens of our gratitude. An amulet which grants the wearer 3 wishes, and a sacred gleek for your personal mount.
Believe that Fat Freddy's cat is the latest incarnation of Jesus? He's flying through space on the sacred gleek, still covered with the ice cream cone with the hot dog on it, and decides to test the magic of the amulet.
I sure wish all this crap was off me so I could tell what's going on. It really works. But what am I going to do with this thing I'm riding? Can't take it home. I wish it was stuffed and roasted so I could eat it.
And the sacred gleek is stuffed and roasted and waiting for him below. The globs had thoughtfully provided the cat with a parachute, so instead of plummeting to Earth, he is instead...
going down slow.
Thank you. Hey, Freddy, your cat is back. Somehow or other, he got enormously fat and traded his overalls for what looks like a magic amulet.
Hey, let me see.
The fat cat is thinking about what to use his last wish on as Fat Freddy examines the amulet.
Well, I'll be dipped in dog shit